Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where our concept is simple and unique. We have only one love, quality things. At It's a Thing, you get an exceptionally high quality podcast served quickly and conveniently. Thanks for joining us.
Why am I hungry after this opening?
Served quickly and convenient. That's true, though. I mean, we're a tight 30, this show. We don't waste your time.
No. High quality things served up fresh and hot.
Served up fresh. And also you're hungry because Raising Cane's chicken.
Yes,
Raising Cane's. So good.
I was introduced to Raising Cane's in Las Vegas during a CES not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah. 5 years ago. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We finally just got one in Oakland after all this time. And then I don't even want to tell this joke. It's not even a joke. I don't even want to tell this true story about Oakland.
I want to tell this truth.
Exactly. It is such a GD bummer. Anyway, they had to close the dining room because there were so many car break-ins and robberies.
Yeah.
That they just made it takeout only.
I remember there was a burger shop near me when I lived in Oakland that was like that. They had a dining room, but it was never open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wah, wah.
Well,
but we have one now, and it's delicious.
The kind of worry that will give you wrinkles, and wrinkles can be smoothed out with retinol, but retinol can cause you to be light sensitive or maybe break out. So the hot thing right now is my first thing, retinol alternatives.
What? Look at you. You are so up. But tell me this is so LA. This is the most LA thing.
This is
that
very
you've ever
LA. This is not even just LA. This is Hollywood. Variety did a story a mere 2 days ago of the best retinol alternatives, according to Hollywood dermatologist Dr. Shireen Idris.
This is incredible because retinol has been the thing.
Oh, it is.
For
ages.
Right. It's like the thing. And now you're telling me we don't have to do that anymore? Because I could never use it.
I feel like retinol sensitivity is the new gluten, where so many people have been doing retinol so much for so long.
Right.
And now they're finally like, I'm not putting up with this. The retinol is what's causing my problem. Is there another way? And Dr. Idris, and I've seen this lots of other places too, are like, yes. And there are companies scrambling over each other to be the retin-alt for retinol.
But bump. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's one from Glossier. So you know that it's a double thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Glossier is thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh, now I have to get this. Man, skincare has gotten complicated.
It really has.
Like everybody learned all the things all at the same time. They were like, well, yeah, you have to have a hyaluronic acid
and obviously,
and then this and that. Serum. And it's just like, well, how do you all know this?
And then you stick this on your face and this on your
eyes. I literally just bought a retinol finally at this advanced age. And now it's like, no, don't be doing
retinol.
That.
That's for suckers. I rarely feel, even though I live in LA, that I have a whole lot of very LA oriented things because I just don't move in the right circles. But I don't know why, but I heard this everywhere. I heard it on The Economist. I heard it on some other podcast. And I just did a search for retinol alternatives because I wrote it down in my reminders and found this Variety story by accident that was only 2 days old.
Yeah. I mean, this is incredible. There's an InStyle article that's been posted in the Discord from April 11th.
Mm-hmm.
2023 is the year of retinol alternatives.
Retinalt.
I mean, you nailed it.
Thank you. Yes. I feel good about this one.
Oh my gosh. I want to try them.
Okay, I mean, they might be good. I have no idea, but Glossier.
Oh, the Inky List makes one. Boom. That's my jam.
Oh, now you're in. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause guys, Inky List, like get on it. It's like $10 for everything. It's amazing. Azelaic acid. is their version.
Easy for you to say.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead
and easily said for you.
Went ahead and put that in my basket real quick. Okay,
it's a shopping day, folks.
It's a double shopping day too, because this is one of those stealth things that, like, I probably should have picked up on a long time ago, because my actual house is littered with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because my son and I each have multiple pairs of slides.
Oh, like flip flop slides. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
But not a toe.
Yeah.
No thong situation.
Right.
Just a slide, like an athletic slide. I have the Hoka recovery slides. He has the Yeezy slides, which, despite their, and yes, Hoka.
Yep.
I should have known it was a thing when Hoka, you know, made them, but they're like, and I'm out in the world and I'm seeing everybody in their slides. And my son and I are constantly having this big conversation about whether you have to wear socks with your slides. And just FYI, the kids say, yes, you do.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you, Gen Welcome. Z. Another reason to love Gen Z.
You just held on to it long enough. Exactly. I thought they liked us, and it's just millennials that they hate. Like, we have so much in common.
I think they're okay with us. Yeah.
They just hate everything.
Yeah, but I think Gen X loves Gen Z a little more than Gen Z loves Gen X.
I think that's actually very true. They don't yeah. We're irrelevant to them.
Right.
But it was not until listener and shout out patron Joe Hood sent me the link to the Costco Kirkland slides.
Oh, double thing. Nicely
just
done.
Released in April, like a week ago, 10 days ago, that I was like, oh my God, how have I not been talking about slides?
Slides?
Be the thing.
No, you've...
Slides.
Is there something you can do beyond nailing something? Is it... I almost said screwing something, but no. You know, like double nailing, like, it. But...
Well, you could put a ring on it.
Yeah, put a ring on that thing. Because you double nailed it. That's so good.
Step beyond nailing it. Put a ring on it. Couldn't have done it without you, Joe, because literally when you see something come out in Kirkland, you're like, oh my God. However, also, I have to have the Kirkland thing, and I'm so glad that we did Kirkland as a thing.
Yes.
And now I'm going to get these with the bucket hat and have my Kirkland party, and my outfit is done.
The best part about this is now when I see this, so there's a picture of the Kirkland signature slides, right, with the Kirkland logo. I don't think Costco. I think brand. Like, my brain is like, oh, yeah, no, that's a brand, Kirkland signature.
100% I mean, just the rise of, like, Costco as a brand and Kirkland as a sub brand that is its own amazing, awesome. Like, the comments in this are hysterical about the Kirkland slide release.
Like
on the Costco website, they're like, that Costco drip. Oh my God.
And they're called logo slides.
Yeah,
just, you
logo
know,
slides.
Yeah, because you want the logo. That's important.
And you don't even need to say, whose logo?
Mm-mm.
It's Kirkland, baby.
Nope, baby.
That sound you heard, by the way, was me texting my son, we're going to Costco this weekend. Because we freaking are.
I mean,
because those sweatshirts that we have are the greatest.
Slides in general. I've got three pairs, one by each door.
Oh, my gosh.
So that I don't have to go get them. I can always just slip right into them. Go into the backyard, go in the side yard, going out the front door.
Exactly. Like, they just became so quietly and obviously a thing that I almost missed it.
But I do worry when I have the socks on, if it's like, am I being that guy, that old man by walking out with my slides with my socks on? So
I go out with my slides all the time without socks. And my son's always like, ugh, dog's out in Safeway. He's like horrified.
Dog's out.
Dog's out means you're showing your feet.
I love that.
Dogs out in Costco, gross. Yeah, it's all about socks. Yeah,
I mean, LA dogs are always out in so many ways.
I'm like, it's California.
Yeah,
we all have dogs and dogs.
Dogs and dogs and dogs and dogs.
Dogs on dogs on dogs.
Well, my next thing is going to be a change of tone from slides, but it's one of those TikTok things that is at its peak. And so you will hear this song. Even if you're not on TikTok, you're probably going to hear this song. It's one of those. It's charting on the Billboard charts. And I have a little more depth of knowledge about this particular one. So I'm calling Cupid 50-50 as a thing. This is the song that goes a little something like this.
It's a Cupid.
I believe the Cupid is so dumb is what
Cupid
made
is
it
so dumb.
Catch
Cupid
on.
Cupid is so dumb. Okay. I have encountered this song like 30 times on a guy I follow on Instagram who's like a just like super stylish young black plant dad.
Uh-huh.
His whole Instagram is all about plants. And he has done like 4 videos in a row where he's like cleaning the leaves or fertilizing the plants to this Cupid song. And then he has a little dance and he pulls. And then I've heard the song like 100 times since then. This song is everywhere.
It is. It is. It's all over the place. And
Cupid is so dumb.
50-50 just debuted last summer. When they debuted, their first album was very atmospheric. A lot of people were like, oh, this group has an interesting sound, but they didn't really go anywhere. Then they came out with this more poppy sounding album recently, and this song was their title track. They released it. It did okay, you know, maybe a little bit better, but it was about the same story. Like, well, this is a young K-pop group on an indie label. It's going to be a hard go for them, but you know, 4 girls and they've got a couple rappers and they're interesting, you know, maybe someday. And then for whatever reason, probably because it says Cupid is so dumb, it took off on TikTok and they debuted on the Billboard Hot 100.
That is so awesome and darling. And also, I mean, it's the catchiest thing ever.
And then they fell off the Hot 100 and everybody's like, oh, that was the flash in the pan. And then they came back and like started rising on the Hot 100.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. So you've got these big K-pop acts, like, you know, members of BTS with their solo acts or Blackpink or Twice who are like trying to chart, and then little 50-50 out of nowhere.
I love that. Yeah. They're just babies. Yeah. And then this Nylon.com, the interview is amazing. They're like, you're 11. I mean, they're not really 11 there, but they're like, you're so young, but like, have you ever been in love? And then it's this super sweet, darling, amazing answer about how, well, you know, it's about self-esteem and I'm responsible for my own life. And like, Cupid is so dumb and I need to be responsible for myself.
Yeah.
What? They're like giving like awesome life advice. Oh, I love them. I love everything about them. I love them so much that I just dropped the Gen Z UGG in a good way.
Yeah, I was excited because I thought their first album was really interesting. But I was like, well, and so I like caught on to them early and thought, well, maybe they'll go somewhere unexpected. And they didn't. And so then when this happened, I was really pleased for them. I was like, yay, good
for
them.
That is so wonderful. And I'm going to be singing it all day. And I just added it to my Spotify liked songs list.
I mean,
is my secret weapon.
The lyrics, they have they put out smartly an all English version too, but then there's waiting around as a waste.
I mean, it's perfect. It's sort of like, it's got some of that Miley Cyrus Flowers energy, actually.
Oh, you know what? I hadn't thought about that. You're right.
Like,
it really
Lizzo,
does.
This is a vibe, actually.
Yeah.
This sort of like, I got this for myself vibe. Lizzo, I think, probably really started it. And then you have Flowers, and then you have this. Waiting around is stupid. You got this, girls.
Yeah.
I love them. They are almost as cute as a baby goat.
Nice transition. Well done.
I mean, they kind of are that cute, actually. Again, sometimes it's like, is it me or is it the algorithm? You know?
Yeah.
But I think that it might be real. I think like baby goats and obsession with baby goats is a thing. Again, also could be that it's springtime, so there's like more baby goat videos than usual. But again, I don't think so. I just feel like baby goats are an internet favorite for fairly obvious reasons, because they're hilarious and adorable. And for some reason, speaking of slides, they always seem to have one. Like people who have baby goats and have a cute little area for them, they seem to really enjoy like going down slides? Like a playground?
We're just to be clear for anyone, we're not talking about the Costco slides now. We're talking about like actual slide that you slide down.
Right, like a playground. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, for example, I just put in DuckDuckGo, goats on a slide, and it auto-completed it for me.
Oh, please make a movie.
And there, no, exactly. Goats and there are all
these goats, some
of these videos of all these mother trucking goats going down these mother trucking slides. But I don't have anything smart to say about how baby goats are a thing, other than if you want to have a better day, just go watch some baby goat videos, because like they jump on top of dogs and horses and they go down slides and they make these funny, cute noises. There's like, I've probably seen 35 TikToks of like a farm wife, like tricking her husband by sticking him with a baby goat and him always being like, oh, I'm mad, but happy.
I'm stuck
like
with this baby goat,
baby goats, baby goats, baby goats.
I just saw my sister's grown-up goats, Bob and Chapo, this past weekend.
Oh, cute.
Chapo is very outgoing. Bob's very shy. But the goats, man, they have personalities. So baby goats, 10 times.
They do. And there's I found like a whole bunch of how to raise and care for baby goats. There's just, I don't know. There's just a million. Maybe I should just see how many baby goat videos there are on TikTok. Maybe that would be some sort of a metric that would actually...
The baby goat index?
Yeah, the baby goat index. I don't know.
Because does it correlate with economic strength and stability?
Baby goat. Hold on, I'm looking at baby goat. No, it doesn't tell me.
A drop in the BGI shows the dissatisfaction of America.
Exactly. But all of the baby goat videos have at least 250 to 2 million views.
Yeah.
2.5 million
views. That's a good one. This is a good one. Baby goats.
3.6.
This will cheer up your day.
8.4 inside therapy goat. They're so... Oh my God. Here's one with a diaper. I'm dying.
Well, that's just practical.
Baby goat suit.
Oh, that's a good parody.
Oh, just get one. Just get one. And bring it to my house.
Yeah. It'll keep your lawn clipped, too.
They're so freaking cute. They're so cute. When I was looking it up earlier, actually, I found that there's a kind of a couple of regional versions of a Make-A-Wish Foundation. And what they do is send you a pick-me-up baby goat. not to keep, but like they come and visit.
Like rent-a-goat?
Like rent-a-goat. Yep, totally. But rent a baby goat for to make you happier. Make you feel better. And then there's like a baby goat party that is apparently an ongoing thing.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's there. I don't like a puppy gram, exactly, but they're just
baby goat gram.
That's it. That's all I got. They're a thing.
They're a thing. 100% a thing. Well done. Good one. I want to check in on a thing because it's May the 4th while we're recording. Are you noticing a little Star Wars weariness even among fans?
I love that you put this in here.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because like, how don't you think it's kind of interesting how we are not interested?
Yeah.
In Star Wars anymore?
I don't want to compare Star Wars with April 1st, but there's a little bit of that. The social media managers of companies seem to be more into May the 4th than many people who are fans of Star Wars. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I don't like Star Wars anymore. But this idea of like, ooh, May the 4th, let's all get excited. It feels like the temperature is lowering on it. I'm not saying it's over or that people don't enjoy it or whatever, but I don't know. I saw a few grumbles about it, which I've never seen before.
That's so, and I only saw one actual post about it today from like a late stage Gen Xer.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it might be kind of cringe. Well, Gen Z is, and even I think some millennials, not interested in Star Wars at all.
Well, yeah, because Gen Z missed the most of the run, and the sequels that came out when they were coming up were very nostalgia oriented, not very interesting to them.
I think Star Wars is in kind of the Marvel camp, but a little bit worse, because the core material is so far back.
Yeah.
In the past.
And I love it. I love the core material. I'm still a huge fan. But I found myself being like, oh, right, May the 4th. Not, oh, yay. You know what I mean?
I know. I did not. You know what? You know, it is almost, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's slightly reminiscent of like Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, yeah. I used to be way into that. You're right.
We used to actually really, we'd do a whole like custom intro and stuff for About That Loud. Now it's like, oh God, you would never do that online. And I seeing brands do May the 4th stuff is actually pretty cringy now.
Yeah. Well, May the 4th be with you anyway, everyone.
Indeed.
But just figured we should check in on the temperature there. Speaking of Buzz Out Loud, Appy from Brooklyn was a Buzz Out Loud listener back in the day who came late to It's a Thing and wrote in with a thing catch up. Abby writes, I'm still about 7 months or so behind. It's been great fun listening to the back catalog of things from the cringe-inducing way Molly would use the term pandemic to describe trends pre-COVID.
Oh, it just mean something different.
Yes. Wow. To my favorite episode where you called out what we do in the shadows and specifically mentioned an episode I was in, the Superb Al episode.
Wait, in?
Yes, Abby was in. That episode.
Was in it.
Nice. Oh my God. That's so cool.
This is so exciting.
Because I'm behind in listening, I have no idea if you've called out these things yet, but I just had to throw them out there in case you haven't. Hokas. By now, Abby has probably realized that, yes, you're 100% right, Abby. I see them everywhere on all different types of people, from normcore millennials to little old ladies. They're almost as popular as, number two, Brooks Ghosts. I mean, for real, ubiquitous. Moment.
Do I already know these? Are these the shoes? Ooh, good one. I didn't know about this one, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. That is good. All right. She's batting 50%.
Number three, tucking sweatpants into socks. Have you seen this? My 8-year-old started doing this a couple of months ago, and I questioned her style choice only to see the trend pop up everywhere I looked. And not only on kids, is this just a New York City thing?
Abby is a gold mine.
Yeah. This is a great.
Oh, wow. Look at that. There's pictures. Woo, boy.
Number four, bodega glasses. Those uber simple squat little guys people like to drink wine out of have been around for a while, but at least amongst my set, they have become peak things, specifically the Food 52 ones. So we have talked about the bodega glasses, but not the Food 52 ones. That's And then 52. Number five, OMG, is Food 52 a thing?
Abby gets it.
Yeah.
Abby, you get it.
You understood
you
the
really
assignment.
Do. You understand the entire It's a Thing assignment, especially
the entire curriculum.
When you think you have a thing and then it levels up. Oh my God, I have totally seen the Food 52, the stackable bodega glasses, because they have a square bottom. They're not the bulb, the stemless. It's not stemless. It's a whole, that's a good one. That's
we're shopping.
Good catch. Oh my God, this is amazing, Abby. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
You are clearly already a THD and have the distinction of not just being in What We Do in the Shadows, but being in my opinion, the best episode ever made. The Superb Owl one.
Which obviously is because you were in it. There you go.
Yeah. Boom. Nailed it, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it.
All kinds of nailed it. Put a
that
thing
Charlie
on it.
Dude. The thing on it. That Charlie dude wrote in about the mall and says, Molly, our mall has an Orange Julius. Oh!
Yay. Is it a DQ Orange Julius or just like an Orange Julius?
Like
I need to know.
School.
Yeah.
The OGOJ.
Careful.
Right. Good point. My wife and I, he says, love a good mall, especially in the middle of a 100 to 110 degree weather. It's a great way to walk and get some exercise, but not overheat.
Heard that, Charlie.
No
dude.
Kidding. Yeah. They're probably going to be a bigger thing because climate change. Wah, wah. I've just become that bummer.
We will all live in malls.
We will all live in the mall. That's where my brother actually always says he's going to go if there's a zombie attack. He's
that's the classic place. He's 100% right. Aaron also confirms mall thingness. I can attest that malls are definitely a thing again. However, they are not for us in the Gen X crowd at all. My teenage daughter and her friends love the mall. Where else can they get a slice of Sparrow pizza, pick up the latest Funko Pop at Hot Topic, and pick up an unironic Pink Floyd t-shirt at Forever 21? At least I can hide in the ladies' lounge at Von Maur department store because there is nothing for me at the mall.
Except for all of the things that are our entire lives.
I know.
Oh, that's incredible. I can't believe the kids have stolen it from us.
That's the way of the world. It's the circle of life.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The generational divide right there in one email. I love it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Incredible. And now it is time for the most magical moment in the show, the time when we honor you, the shout out patrons, all the patrons, of course, at patreon.com/itsathing who support the show, but especially those of you who support it at the shout out level and allow us to honor you with these custom crafted shout outs based on some incredible discovery from the mind and many wanderings of producer Rich Trofolino. This week, the shout outs are based on track descriptions from 1962 Stanley Black and his orchestra album, Exotic Percussions.
Oh, this is vinyl. This is the only way to experience this. We should record this episode of It's a Thing on vinyl.
We should. Can we add like a little scratchy soundtrack?
Yeah.
Exactly. Make it sound vinyl-y. We'll fix it in post.
All right. I'll kick us off with the first track, and then Molly will have the follow-up track. First track description is Temptation. With a rousing and raucous call from the Louis St. Amour horns, right, a passionate cry of Eric Duncan, right, and a crash from Gabriel Cohen, left, we move into the exciting world of Benjamin Forrest moods, and punctuating the melody first heard on the left from Valor Trucks, and then Laura Abel, right, and until the last impassioned Miranda Janelle, shouted out by James C. Smith, is the exciting, sharply colorful Joe Hood.
Second track, Old Devil Moon. In the pitch black darkness of night, move the Andrew Bradleys of the Amazon against the rumbling of AJ Venturella, left. The ominous clash of Jake Woods, right. And the hungry Lee Price chanting of Morris Jones, right, then left. And at fever pitch, shattered by the blasting dissonant Mike Akins, right. The spell is cast upon that devil, Kevin Sill.
Onimus. Yeah.
I have never heard this word before, and I know a lot of words.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Onimus means bearing a name, opposite of anonymous. What?
The onimus clash of Jake Woods. Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah, this is great. Also, I want to listen to this album now.
I kind of do too. Damn. Also, is this how you would describe vinyl in the day? Like with the left, right, left, right?
I
thing,
love that.
Right,
yeah, thing? I've never seen that before either.
I've never seen this before.
Like,
I
hey,
have
we're
so
in
many
stereo
questions.
Here, folks. It's 1962. Get with the times.
Yeah. The hungry Lee Price chanting of Morris Jones goes right, then left.
What? You what? Can do that?
What does Apple call it? The surround, their fancy name for surround sound?
Yeah.
Spatial audio.
Spatial audio. That's it.
This was the beginning of spatial audio.
Yeah.
Exotic
in my day, spatial
percussion.
Audio only had two spaces.
Right, then left.
Yeah.
Stereo was so new. Oh, my God. This is amazing. This is amazing. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for supporting the show. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can become a member of It's a Thing. That also gives you access to our Discord and an ad-free RSS feed. And, of course, our undying gratitude.
You can also support the show by buying stuff like Molly does during the show through our affiliate links. Look for them in the show notes or over at our shopping page at itsathing.me/shop. And also keep those emails coming. We love hearing your things. Feedback at itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. I don't need no
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.